Bava Metzia, Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalet, 10:4. So the Mishnah is now moving away from those cases of the bias of Aliyah, but it's going to, for really the rest of the Perek, give us like sort of like a series of halachas, kind of unrelated one to the other, not too closely related. The first one, however, is still similar to the previous. We have Vechein, the same kind of setup, loosely speaking. We have a base habad shu banui basela. We have this like a bedrock, like think of it as like a, just a wall of stone, and then the somebody comes and he excavates out like a cave, and inside the cave he puts a base habad, that's an olive press. Now above the cave there's some ground, and somebody up there, the gina achas al gabav, there's like a someone who set up like a garden above the cave. Okay, so now the nifchas, if the roof from the cave falls in, which means that the garden now is unusable because at least like 4x4 tefachim are now like a hole in it. So the din is harei bal hagina yored v'zorei lamata ad sheyasa lebeis bado kipin. The guy with the garden up top is allowed to relocate to make a garden like in the cave. Assumingly, you know, certain things would grow in the cave, and he can use that for whatever until the guy who had the olive press repairs the ceiling above. That's his obligation, because really without, you know, it's expected that he can't run the base above the hole in the ceiling, so the guy on top is expecting him to do it, and therefore he has obligation to fix it. That was sort of the anticipation when they got into this arrangement. So if the guy in the bottom is not prepared to fix it, so then the guy on the top can move into his place on the bottom. The word keepin means like kind of like an arch roofway, because that's how it would have normally been, like an arched roof in the cave. So that's what we're saying over here. And we're saying the obligation falls entirely on the Beis Chabad guy because he is the one who would be expected to benefit, because so the rain won't fall on his olive works, or olive press and so on, and ruin his olive oil. Okay, now that's like that, like a new paragraph, a new story here. Now we're going to talk about if a private person has, let's say, a wall or a tree that kind of is nearby the Rishus HaRab, the public domain, and then that wall falls over into the public domain, or the tree blows over into the public domain, and there was nothing like that, no reason for the wall owner to think it was going to fall until after it did. So since there's nothing for him to do, this is called an onus, he did nothing wrong, it wasn't a poshe, it wasn't negligent, and therefore he'll be exempt from damage caused by the fall. Of course, he has to immediately bring his property back into his domain, so he can't leave his wall out there or his tree out there. If he would, then he'd be making a bor b'rishus HaRab, and he'd be chayv then. But the assumption is, until that happens, he's not liable because he wasn't a pushe, it wasn't negligent. So says the Mishnah, Kosel va'ilan. If you have a wall or a tree, shenaflu rishus HaRab behiziku, they fall into the rishus HaRab, you know, there's an earthquake, there was a hurricane or something, and they cause damage, then patim l'shalem, then the owner is exempt from causing damage, both damage in terms of the wall falling on someone's property or someone getting injured on the wall that is now fallen, like twisting his ankle, in the time that, like immediately thereafter, before there's a reasonable amount of time for the wall owner to come and clean up the mess. Nasilo zman lakotz esa ilan velistor esa kosel. If, however, the bezdin gave him a time frame, they said, listen, you've been put on notice, you have to chop down your tree because it could fall over, or your wall because it could fall over. So then the standard amount will be 30 days. But whatever amount of time they give him, whether it's 30 days or 1 week or 1 year, the assumption is that the Bezin thinks that within that time period, it's not actually dangerous. It's just that he better resolve it so that it doesn't become a danger in the future. If it would be an immediate danger right now, they wouldn't say, do you have 30 days? They would say, you have to chop that tree down immediately because it constitutes a present danger, current danger. That being the case, the guy has a window of opportunity to clean up his mess and fix things, and says the Mishnah, if v'naflu b'socha zman, if within the time frame the tree falls or the wall falls, meaning that he hasn't yet been in violation of the instructions of the court, so then he'll be potter because he assumed that the wall was not dangerous in the next, call it 30 days, or the tree in the next 30 days. But l'achar zman, if the deadline passes, he's considered a poshea, he's been negligent, because he should have cleaned it up, and therefore Chayev, he'll be responsible for any injuries that occur or damage that occurs by his tree or wall falling into the Rosh Hashanah, since the Bezdin already told him to get it out by that date. So just want to speak things out here. If the wall would, let's say, fall on a person, like in, you know, crack his skull, so that would be, or fall on a person's pot and smash the pot, so then that's, you're talking now the hezek, that kind of damage that's called eish, because it's his property, the wall, combining with another force, gravity, the wind, whatever it is. If the wall is now lying in the street and then comes an animal and twists his ankle or something, that would be considered a boar, because it's inanimate, it's stationed there. And since he was a poshea, he was negligent in not having cleaned up and repairing the wall after the Bezin told him he had that period of time to do so. So he can't even be mafkid. He can't say, listen, I'm making this ownerless. Whoever wants the wall bricks can come get them. It's too bad. Since he was a poshea, he was negligent. So now he can't just abandon it. He's responsible anyways. He'll have to pay for any damage that's caused, even if he attempts to be mafkir, abandon the wood or the bricks, as the case may be.